Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us, and she's here to continue her conversation about how we can deal with fibromyalgia naturally. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, yeah, last week I spoke about fibromyalgia and some of the very troubling and disturbing symptoms that many patients will have, and often it'll take a while before they're actually diagnosed. And in recent years, we've actually seen some promising developments in fibromyalgia research, particularly with regards to holistic practices, and these can be used to ease some of the severity of the symptoms. So some of the things I focus on with patients is certainly supplementation could be one issue. For example, magnesium, melatonin, fish oil, and vitamin D. All these things can have an anti-inflammatory effect on the body. Certainly when patients aren't sleeping well, and that goes with most patients, whether they have fibromyalgia or not, pain and anxiety can increase. So really focusing on sleep solutions, using melatonin, for example, other kinds of supplements can really benefit fibromyalgia patients. Herbal supplements, actually, we've seen some promising studies using ginseng, for example, to relieve fibromyalgia pain and insomnia. And curcumin or turmeric has an anti-inflammatory property that can also help relieve some of the pain. And for those patients who are currently not on antidepressants, sometimes we use things like St. John's wort, which is an herbal supplement to actually help improve mood. Now, I do preface this by saying that if people are interested in using these kinds of supplements, it's really important to have it supervised by a naturopathic doctor or somebody who's professionally trained in order to sort of look at some of the interactions and really tailor it to your needs in particular. I use a lot of traditional Chinese medicine, things like acupuncture, and acupuncture can actually help increase blood flow to the affected areas of the body, and that can actually help to reduce pain. Now, sometimes people think, well, I'm already in pain. I don't really want to put needles in me. So certainly acupuncture might not be the first thing that I use, especially with patients who are very acute, but certainly over time, acupuncture can be certainly very effective. Now, exercise can help fibromyalgia patients a lot. And certainly when people are tired and sore, exercise might be the last thing you think about. But there are some studies that have linked exercise with good outcomes, actually, for people with fibromyalgia, especially things like yoga. Yoga can be really useful to ease the physical and psychological symptoms. And even walking or any exercise in water, for example, water aerobics. Unfortunately, we can't do that now with COVID. But certainly, once we are, that's certainly could be very helpful for people. Diet is a huge area that I focus on, certainly at the beginning, and many patients find an anti-inflammatory diet really helps to ease their symptoms. In particular, a diet what's low in what we call FODMAPs. And FODMAPs are what are called fermentable carbohydrates. So these are things like wheat and onions and garlic and beans and some really good fruits, but unfortunately they can be inflammatory for some people, and even some vegetables and certainly some sweeteners and dairy products. So often I'll do some food sensitivity testing with patients and have them do a diet diary to identify potential foods that potentially are triggers for inflammation. So implementing these lifestyle changes over a long period of time are often very useful in some of these debilitating symptoms of fibromyalgia and really help to restore the quality of life. So if people are interested in finding a little bit more about naturopathic medicine solutions to fibromyalgia, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So to diagnose or treat fibromyalgia, all it takes is a phone call and a consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I'm looking forward to our tips next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.